is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And this is Studio Classroom, where we continue yesterday's lesson all about this new special travel service called Nature Eye.
Yes, that's right. Nature Eye is a drone tour service where you can see beautiful landmarks and natural wonders all while being in control of a drone.
Right. Now, Anne-Marie, one of the cool things that I was thinking about with this is when you travel to a place, there are certain places you can't go because maybe you just can't climb up that cliff or get through that jungle.
That's a good point. Maybe the drone could give you a special view of a place you're already in.
Right. It is a bit of a different experience than just walking around a place yourself. Well, we'll talk more about this service, this experience today. Let's get right into it.
Nature Eye. For schools, the platform has proven to be a game changer. With real-time lessons and drone-guided field trips, students can explore complex topics like climate science, wildlife conservation, and cultural heritage. Through these lessons, students become acquainted with drone technology, real-time data collection, and environmental care, skills that are central to modern STEM education. But the benefits of this technology to power tourism extend far beyond the classroom.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看名词 wildlife, 意思呢是野生动物。来看个例句 Living near a lake with a forest behind my house, it is not unusual to see wildlife in my backyard. 我家靠近湖边屋后有一片森林所以在后院看见野生动物并不稀奇。或者是 Each night at the camp amphitheater, the park ranger told fascinating tales about the local wildlife.公园巡守员每天晚上都会在营地的露天剧场讲述当地野生动物的精彩故事。另外我们来学一个名词 Flora and Fauna, 意思是植物群与动物群。它泛指一个地区的动植物，通常呢会用在学术上。来看个例句 The flora and fauna of Cuba are strikingly similar to those of Hawaii and southern Taiwan.古巴的动植物群与夏威夷及台湾南部的非常相似。
All right, friends, we know that some travelers might be interested in trying out Nature Eye if they want to help preserve the environment of certain places. But who else could this be a good option for?
Let's get into our article and find out together, friends. We read...For schools, the platform has proven to be a game changer. If something is a game changer, this is something that completely changes a situation.
Right. The new law was a game changer. That would mean it's something that totally changes a situation.
That's right.We read on here, with real-time lessons and drone-guided field trips...Students can explore complex topics like climate science, wildlife conservation, and cultural heritage.
All right, we have a lot to learn there, starting with climate science. That's the study of weather and environmental change.
That's right. Climate science helps us understand global warming. We also see this term cultural heritage, friends.
That means the traditions or culture that's passed down in a group, a society, or even a country.
That's right. festivals are a big part of some people's cultural heritage.
Well, students get to learn about all of these things. Through these lessons, students become acquainted with drone technology, real-time data collection, and environmental care.
They become acquainted with these things. If you're acquainted with someone, it means that you know them. If you're acquainted with a thing, it means that you become familiar with it.
For example, you can say, I'm acquainted with that author's work. I've read some of their books.
That's right. Now, we see here that drone technology, real-time data collection, and environmental care are all skills that are central to modern STEM education.
Absolutely. Now, there is a term you might hear a lot in terms of education these days. STEM education deals with science, technology, engineering, and math.
Here's an example of how you might hear this term STEM in a sentence. STEM jobs are growing fast.
Right. So STEM is important in education, and NatureEye can help out with that. But we read, but the benefits of this technology to power tourism extend far beyond the classroom.
Yeah, that's right. And I think we're going to find out some of those ways in the next section of this lesson.
All right, friends, let's get right into it. Let's read it together.
NatureEye. Overtourism has become more than just an annoyance. It is a growing crisis. Abuse of local infrastructure, destruction of natural habitats, and increasing levels of waste and carbon emissions have all been linked to too many visitors. In accordance with growing calls for responsible tourism, NatureEye presents a reasonable compromise. While it may not fully replicate the emotional depth of visiting the elephant sands of Botswana, its ability to make exploration accessible without exploitation sets this experience apart.
Today's usage tip, you like can 主词加 have has become more than just 加名词的句型，意思是已经变得不只是什么了，用来提醒关注某现象的演变。现在完成式动词 have has become 表示某事到现在已经有所转变，而且影响延续到现在。再搭配片语 more than just 加名词，指出事态发展已经超越了这个名词原先的状态。来看个例句， Social media have become more than just communication tools. They are now sources of all kinds of information. 社群媒体已不再只是沟通工具，他们现在是各种资讯的来源了。
All right, friends, do you remember in yesterday's lesson one of the reasons why we want to push virtual tourism? That's right, it's overtourism.Let's talk more about that.
Okay, first, before we read, let's define this term. Overtourism is when there are too many tourists visiting a particular location.
All right, let's talk about one location in our example. Overtourism is a really big problem in the city of Venice.
Okay, let's continue reading now, friends, and find out why this is a problem. Overtourism has become more than just an annoyance. It is a growing crisis. If something is an annoyance, it means that it's something that bothers or irritates.
Right. For example, the noise outside was a big annoyance for the family. Well, if something is just an annoyance, it's something you don't like, but it's not something that's going to cause really big problems.
But a crisis definitely will. And we see here in our article that overtourism is a growing crisis. Abuse of local infrastructure, destruction of natural habitats, and increasing levels of waste and carbon emissions have all been linked to too many visitors.
Absolutely. In accordance with growing calls for responsible tourism, Nature Eye presents a reasonable compromise.
In accordance with is the term we want to talk about, friends. In accordance with means to follow a certain rule or agreement.
Exactly. For example, the policy was made in accordance with existing laws.
Okay, so let's read this sentence again. In accordance with growing calls for responsible tourism, Nature Eye presents a reasonable compromise. While it may not fully replicate the emotional depth of visiting the elephant sands of Botswana, its ability to make exploration accessible without exploitation sets this experience apart.
All right, lots of great things to talk about in there. Starting off with the term replicate. When you replicate something, you copy it.
For example, scientists might try to replicate a certain experiment. The next term we want to look at in this sentence is that word exploration.
Exploration. That is travel. Travel to a place to learn more about it. Often, exploration is filled with excitement and sometimes danger.
That's right. Like space exploration. Space exploration is very exciting and dangerous. There's one more word we want to look at from this section, and it's that word exploitation. This is the unfair use of someone or something in order for some type of personal gain.
For example, the film shows the exploitation of workers and how that changed over time.
Okay, so let's talk about all of this and how it relates to Nature Eye. The idea here is that people are still able to enjoy famous places, but they're not exploiting the location, and they're not ruining it for others.
And this has certainly been true over the years, especially around some of the bigger cities in Europe. That's cities like Barcelona or Venice, where not only is there a lot of pollution, but the local culture has changed with so many different people coming there.
That's really interesting, and I wonder how this comes into play when we're talking about natural parks and things like that as well. There aren't people living there or having a culture to necessarily change. So how does Nature Eye help if it's in something like a national park?
Sure. The other key thing here, though, is that it's not really replicating that same emotional experience of actually being in that place and seeing it yourself.
I think I need to learn more before I make an opinion about this, friends. So first, let's go to today's Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to InfoCloud. Rex, have you ever heard someone describe something as a window on the world?
Sure, I have. It's a poetic way of saying that something helps you understand or experience places, cultures, or ideas that are far away from your own life.
That's right. A window, in this case, is a metaphor. Just like you look through a real window to see outside, when we say something is a window on the world, we mean it gives you a view, an understanding of the world beyond your immediate surroundings.
The phrase basically describes something that gives you new information or ideas.
Right. So you'll often hear the word describing things like documentary films, news programs, novels, or even someone from another country.
For many years, Studio Classroom has been a window on the world for people.
Exactly. And that's what learning is all about, finding ways to open new windows. So keep your minds open and keep looking out into the world.
当人们想要了解这个世界，有时候会透过阅读、看影片或是旅行来增广见闻。今天要介绍的用语带有一点诗意。A window on the world, 通往世界的窗，也就是让人们了解世界的媒介。Books are a window on the world. 书籍是通往世界的一扇窗。
A window on the world 指的是任何能帮助我们拓展视野、了解不同文化或观点的媒介，如同纪录片、新闻或语言学习啊，它提醒我们保持好奇，主动的探索这个世界。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Nature Eye. If we wish to preserve Earth, most precious places, we may need to amend not just how we travel, but why. Nature Eye invites us to view exploration not as a physical conquest, but as an experience that can be shaped by technology, curiosity, and care. By doing so, it may help diminish the pressure we place on the natural world, while still allowing us to delight in its wonders.
Amend 意思是修改或是修正，例如I advised him to amend his email before sending it because it had the potential to cause even greater misunderstanding. 我建议他在寄出电子邮件之前先修改一下，因为这有可能会引起更大的误会。片语 make amends 的意思是赔偿或是赔罪。譬如 realizing that she had caused great harm,She determined to make amends with those who had been hurt. 她意识到自己造成了很大的伤害，决定向那些受到伤害的人赔罪来弥补。Amend 的名词是 amendment， 意思是修正案。譬如 ,The council disagreed with the proposed amendment, so the original wording was restored. 议会不同意所提的修正案，因此恢复了原始措辞。
Friends, we invite you to think deeply all about travel. What are some of the places that you have traveled to? Who did you go with? What did you learn? And why did you go?
Why did you go? That is one of the questions we are going to be talking about here in the next section. Let's start reading. If we wish to preserve Earth's most precious places,We may need to amend not just how we travel, but why. Reading on, Nature Eye invites us to view exploration not as a physical conquest, but as an experience. Let's stop right there for a moment and talk about that word conquest.
Absolutely. That word conquest will often be heard when talking about wars. It's the act of taking control of something by force.
Okay, for example, the conquest changed the country's history. What do you think about this, Garrett? Do you ever view traveling as making a conquest?
Well, I think one way in which I have, and many people do, is by going to lots of different places and almost checking off that box. You can list all the places you've been to. You feel like you need to have gone to each and every one,without thinking about the special experience you've had there or the people that live there.
It's almost like some people travel just so they can tell others that they have traveled or that they've been there, not necessarily to enjoy the experience.
Right, and I think that kind of feels like you're just going there for some personal conquest without thinking more deeply about what travel is all about.
I see. And our article here says not to view travel as a conquest, but as an experience that can be shaped by technology, curiosity, and care.
All right. So a different way that we can think about travel and, our part in it. Well, we continue by doing so. It may help diminish the pressure we place on the natural world while still allowing us to delight in its wonders.
Okay, let's take a minute to talk about this word diminish. Diminish means to make or become smaller or less than.
Okay, so let's use that in a sentence. Someone's anger might begin to diminish over time after a big fight.
Now, diminished can be a good thing or a bad thing. For example, you could say, he's diminishing her efforts. He's trying to make it seem like she's not doing as much as she is. But you could also diminish something like bad feelings, diminish anger, or you could diminish debt as well. Your debt is going down.
In terms of natural places, you might diminish pollution in a place through some good programs. Well, here we diminish the pressure we place on the natural world, and we delight in its wonders.
To delight in something means to give someone great joy or great pleasure. For example, the magician's tricks delighted the entire audience.
Now, Anne-Marie, do you enjoy delighting in natural wonders?
I do. When I have time to do it, I do enjoy going to places like the mountainside or something like that and just looking out over and enjoying the view, or going to the beach as well. I really delight in going to the beach.
Sure. And one important thing is you can absolutely delight in the natural wonders that are right around the city where you live. There are sure to be some very interesting places. But then again, all those places are probably quite similar. Sometimes we want to see something very different.
Yeah, that is true. So I can see in a case like that why Nature Eye could be a good choice for someone. Well, friends, we do have more to say when it comes to this topic in just a moment. But first, let's do something fun. It's time for us to go to today's fun fact.
Hello, fact friends. I am Detective Ernest Finder, and I have a fun Nature Eye fact for you today. Did you know there is a type of remotely controlled vehicle that rolls on wheels? The rover. It's true. It's a little bit different from the drones that fly. And the most famous rovers are the ones used on the moon and Mars. I hope they don't fall on us. Is that how it works? And that is today's fun fact.
Friends, we have reached the end of our lesson all about Nature Eye, and we have a talk about it question to help us think about the things we've learned today. What are some other ways that we can reduce the effects of over-tourism? Explain.
All right. I have two answers for us. Both of them do involve actually going to other places. One of them is to go to places that not many tourists go to. Of course, that might lead to future over-tourism there. But if it's a little more spread out, not only is there less over-tourism, but you get to learn more about a place that not many people have been to.
That's really interesting. What about your second idea?
All right. My second idea is simply, when you go to a place, be respectful. Try to learn more about the people there instead of just being another loud tourist bringing your own culture over there. Try to bring that learning spirit.
Something else I thought about as well, Garrett, was the idea of having people apply for permits if they want to climb certain mountains or go to certain parks. That would reduce the number of people who want to go and make sure that the people who are going to be respectful.
Right. Some places do that really well.
That's right. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. Of course, we'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.